crispy.
So I'm here invited by some very nice people here.
Ça c'est Iris.
Isis?
Iris.
Iris.
Uh-huh.
Oui, attendez. Ok. Bon, c'était bien.
Attendez, Iris.
So here's another magnificent painting.
Une tendance un peu symboliste.
Hein, okay, so we... Yeah. Continue.
Là-bas, c'est une ancienne cathédrale en ruine avec un cheval.
Alors, je suis en train de fumer, okay. Donc.
Ah non, excusez-moi.
Ok, bah, so. Oui. Yeah, so you tell us who you are and that you slept in the castle.
I am Daniel Masson. And I am a cousin of the family Solvay. My. Father was a cousin of Thérèse and Alice Solvay, and my grandfather was already cousin of arrêtez parce que je trouve plus le nom.
En français, je traduis.
Non, mais je ne retrouve plus le prénom of Alfred and c'est l'autre dont je trouve le nom, le fondateur.
So here's the castle. Le château des Amarois.
Oui.
The Mother of Darkness castle, but I'm not sure if that's... And she got this book here.
Of Ernest Solvay, Ernest Solvay, who was the scientist. Very known fondateur, je ne sais pas comment on dit ça en anglais.
The founder
of the
Solvay factory.
Solvay factories.
Yeah.
And I had the opportunity to go in the Amarois castle, and very big property of the castle, more than 1,000 hectares, je sais pas comment on dit hectares en anglais, where there were many wild beasts, des biches, des cerfs, je ne trouve plus le nom.
Deers.
Deers, oui.
Yeah.
Yes.
Deers, and sanglier.
Oh, yes.
The boars.
And so, yes. And the Amarois castle was before the property of the crown in Belgium, of Leopold, Koning Leopold III. And perhaps before, but I don't know exactly from where the castle was the property of the royal family. But the family Solvay had the castle. I called Thérèse Solvay, I called my auntie. But I was a nephew, and we used to go very often during holidays or weekends in the castle. And my brother and I were very happy there to be in liberty. And I had the we used to sleep in beds with big baldaquin.
Like a roof over the bed, yes. Like the middle age, like a tent.
Middle age, yes, just like a tent, with very nice broideries, and so very castle. Furnitures, and I had once I slept in a bed in Hout with angels, les petits anges.
Yeah. Angels.
And that the bed was the bed of Charles. When King Charles, Belgium King Charles, when he was young.
Prince Charles.
Prince, he was prince at that time.
Yeah.
Yes. And once we had the opportunity, my brother and I, to see King Baudouin of Belgium, who was in visit there. And we were in a bark, je sais pas comment dire en anglais.
In the bath?
In a bark, yes.
In the back?
No, sur une barque.
Oh, yeah, in a boat.
In a boat, yes, in a boat, on a lake of the property. And we saw King Baudouin walking in the property. And my brother said, "Oh, it's King Baudouin." And I said, "No, you make a joke." And he said, no, I am sure it's Baudouin." And I said, "Hello." And my brother, "Hello." And King Baudouin, "Hello."
So in the castle you found some secret passages.
Yes, but not very secret, just a little secret. I think my aunt knew the passages, but we like to go by those passages and stairs.
And how old were you?
Hmm?
How old were you?
Oh, I was young. Between 10 and 20 years, I think, yes.
Yeah. Ah, many times you went
yes,
there.
Yes, yes, but no more when I was married and go to Congo and so.
You never had any nightmares in the castle? Because, I mean, a castle, sometimes there are ghosts or something, or...
Oh, no, we didn't think about that. I don't remember, maybe.
No.
But I remember one Christmas time with a very big chimney where we could stay debout.
Yeah,
straight
up.
Straight up.
Standing.
And with very big, des troncs d'arbres, carrément, des demi-troncs d'arbres.
Yeah, the trees.
Big part of trees.
Yeah.
Were,
the trunk of a tree.
Yes. With flames was burning.
In the chimney.
In the chimney. And also, I remember that at Christmas time, Aunt Therese invited one of two children from England, as she was Anglican of religion. She invited a poor young children to spend, to have a marvelous Christmas time and spend 15 days for Christmas and New Year.
Oh, that's
there.
Nice. Yeah.
And I remember once there was a very little one who was a sort of Cockney. And he spoke very bad English from the streets of London. And another was, at the same time, he was Scottish, a little older, 12 maybe. And he was very
educated.
Well educated. And he was sorry because of the little one. And he said always, shut up, shut up, shut up. And the Scottish had make a pari. He had said,
A bet.
He said, at midnight, Christmas time, I will spring and
jump
and nage,
swim
and swim in the bassin,
oh.
un grand bassin avec jet d'eau.
Oh yeah.
And he made it.
And outside.
My auntie said, no, he did not say that. He said that to me, and I said, no, don't make it. You will be ill. It's not good to make that. Yes, I will, I will. It was Scottish.
Yeah.
Scottish. And I prepared good toilets, des draps de bain, comment on dit ça? Draps de bain.
towel.
A towel.
The serviette?
Oui, the serviette de bain. Yeah. Toil. Bats.
A towel.
Bat toil. Toils. And at midnight, he said, my auntie, come on, I will show you. And my auntie came with husband and my brother. And the Scottish boy, he made it.
Wow. Why midnight? Oh, yes. It was Christmas, eh?
Yes, Christmas.
Yeah.
And at midnight, another time, we went to Orval for the mess, the midnight mess.
Yeah. So this book here, you got it. Who gave this to you?
My tante Thérèse. My aunt Thérèse.
Solvay.
Thérèse Solvay, okay. Tournay Solvay.
Yeah.
Gave it to me.
And the lady's name is Mason Danny.
Oui, ça c'est mon nom, hein?
Yeah.
It's my name.
Yeah.
And voilà, she gave me.
It's about the King Albert.
Yes. It was the young time of King Albert, and there is a photo of a picture of the Chateau des Amérois.
Yeah.
Where young prince spent some time. So. There are some photos of the family. It is a book about Prince Albert before he was King Albert I of Belgium.
When was he the king, Albert?
He was king during the 14-18 war, and he was called Le Roi Chevalier.
Okay. Very, so here's the castle.
Very popular. The most popular king of Belgium was Albert Ier.
The Mother of Darkness castle.
Yes. But he died in an accident in the mountain, a Marche-les-Dames.
Ah, in Belgium?
Yes. Oh. He had to walk in the mountains and so on. I got.
So, from your mother's side, you're from the family of Solvay?
No, not the mother's side. It's my
father's
side.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, of course.
My father's side.
And from your mother's side, you're from French aristocracy.
The mother of my mother was of French aristocracy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yes, and I have a book speaking that family is coming, and in this book we speak about the beginning before the 1000.
Oh wow!
just before.
I always feel best, you know, to be in the company of aristocratic people, because I really think the aristocrats have better manners, you know.
I know also that the family of my of the father of my mother was part of the French états généraux dans la région, in the country of Tournai.
In the north of France.
Tournai is in Belgium now.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was just at the limit of France and Belgium, part near Lille in France. Mm.
So, is there anything else you would like to say about the Château des Amérois?
Yes, I don't know exactly who is the property.
The owner
actually. I know that Pierre Solvay, the nephew of Thérèse Solvay, was property with her, and when she was died, he was property alone, owner alone. But after I know somebody said to me that at least one of their son was a property.
Yeah.
But at the present time, I don't know if he is still property or not.
Okay, you.
I only know somebody, an aristocrat also, who comes here sometimes
to hunt,
was sure, knew that that cousin, and had the opportunity sometimes to go
to hunt
there. Yeah. Yes.
So we are here very near to the Château des Amérois, and it's quite amazing, meeting someone who actually slept there. So I thank you very much. Okay, thank you very much, Danielle.
They are very nice souvenirs, memories of that time when I was young.
Yeah, so, so you get nostalgic.
Yes, yes, but maybe I'm here in the, in Ardennes, in Belgium Ardennes, because I had so many remembers of that time in the Amérois.
Yes. Okay. Bye-bye, Danielle.
Bye.
Thank you.
With pleasure. Wow. Oh là là. Dur de reparler en anglais.
Yes.
Ça fait un moment que j'ai pu parler.